This year, more cruise ships will call in on Alaska than ever before. KUCB's Zoe Sobel reports on the opportunities and challenges that will come with them.
20 cruise ships are slated to moor up in the city this year. That'll set a new record, according to Carlin Enlow of the Unalaska Visitors Bureau.
We were going to have 13 cruise ships a couple years ago, and three of them canceled. We went down to 8 last year, and so to have 20 cruise ships this year is a huge, huge increase.
The first vessel will arrive May 6th, with cruise season continuing through the end of September. In the past, Unalaska has generally seen smaller ships with 200 to 300 passengers. But this year, Enlow says most ships will carry 500 to 700.
It's going to make it busy because there's a steady incoming of medium-sized ship after medium-sized ship after medium-sized ship. I think after this summer, this season, the city will be able to see what is working and what is not working.
She's referring to the difficult logistics surrounding cruise ship season in a small community, coordinating buses from the port, dealing with extra pedestrian traffic, and managing greater demand at stores and restaurants. Enlow says Unalaska is still grappling with the challenges that come with more vessels. Because of that, the Visitors Bureau does not solicit ships, and she doesn't want them to anytime soon.
We don't have the infrastructure right now. We don't have the facilities. I don't think that we even have the slightest idea of what we would do if there was an emergency and we had 500 to 2,000 extra people on the island. There's a lot that needs to be talked about and put in place before we would ever consider going out for bids or soliciting cruise ships.
So while tourism demand is growing, Enlow doesn't foresee Unalaska becoming a cruise ship destination like Ketchikan or Juneau.
I like our little haven out here of just being this little tight-knit community and this little island kind of being our secret home. And the flip side is this is a great alternative revenue source for our community. You know, if fishing were to take a nosedive, then tourism could be another income source.
Enlow says increased tourism will be good for existing small businesses and nonprofits and could even support new businesses that cater to visitors. That's a sentiment echoed by the Aleutian Pribilof Island Community Development Association, which has invested startup funds in two local ventures. One would provide bike rentals, and the other would offer tours and recreational equipment like jet skis and paddle boats. In Unalaska, I'm Zoe Sobel.
The first ship of the season will be the Seven Seas Mariner, calling on Unalaska on May 6th. It'll bring 700 passengers to the island for about 11 hours. Soon after that, the state ferry will make its first trip of the season. The Tustamina's premier sailing arrives in Unalaska on May 11th, with its final stop scheduled for late September.